day. Ladies man, so we keep a lot of lady friends. Light the blunt up, hop out of Mercedes Benz. Tinted frames, got her rolling up that Ricky James. Super freak, we don't speak, she don't say no name. All she wanna do is drink, so I let her have it. She call me Chico XL, shooter with that Magnum. Bullet in the chamber, now you all in danger. I got Jordans, different flavors like the Power Rangers. Either now or later, she about to bust it open. I'm feeling froggy, maybe it's the kush I'm smoking. Baby, your book is open, and I'm about to read it. Your body like a body bag, and I'm about to beat it. We do it like a dream, what you think I dream about? We ride a rocky road into that pavement even now. And she my ride or die, down for the homicide. Cause she kill it every day, I ain't gonna lie, nah. She got that, she got that, that. She got that, she got that, that. She got that, she got that, that. She got that good, good. Big Tab, smoke it down like we in Jamaica. Rude boy, choke slam, I'm the Undertaker. Yeah, we got it on deck, if you tryna wake up. King of the fucking ring, boy, you need a shaper. Bad bitch on my side, play my theme song. I'm high as hell, cause my motherfucking weed strong. Bomba, she got that good, she got that sleepover. Then I beat it up, in a deep coma. When her boyfriend gone, I let her creep over. And I'm high till I die, never sleep sober. Said I'm high till I die, never sleep sober. Kill them all dead, pull the white sheets over. That's my ride or die, down for the homicide. Cause she kill them every day, every day. She got that, she got that, that. She got that, she got that, that. She got that, she got that, that. She got that good, good. She got that good, good. She got that good, good.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
It's your favorite grinder, favorite grinder.
You will.
So y'all tune in
every Tuesday.
Catch your boy live in the mix. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. K100 Radio. And nothing but your best hip-hop and R&B artists in the game. You also tune in from your mobile phone or your tune in app. Search K100 Radio. Tune in. Turn up with
every
me.
Every Tuesday.
8 p.m. to 9 p.m., man. I'm in the mix.
K100 Radio. All rapping for the cool running DJs. Fleet DJs. Coast to Coast DJs.
So you already know, man. It's a moving.
We do
this. The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K-100 Radio.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's like worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, I'm from the church, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. Don't ship him, don't let him deal a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see we got some brothers that are too distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can you never take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played the kids and then sang. That's the way it is.
Come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace for racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this. What better place, let's erase the wasted.
Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's all black and white, it's coming back tonight. And the only time we kill is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real, when they heal each other. And I know it seems evident, we ain't right. To see a black president, it ain't a secret, I'm concealed. In fact, I've been in this week's past, and it's filled with black. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but it's staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made it cheeky today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Tell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
Hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is.
I'm sorry, too.
I wish I can change the skin, the color of my skin.
That isn't the issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast
anything. I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that aren't true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these families?
It's like talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What culture?
People steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you always change the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
You're right. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't... You
can't be flexible. You can't.
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture, and I'm respectful. And
why do you have to disrespect them? Those that are.
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
Well, what, by walking, and you perceive as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
You know that I'm mixed.
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
Welcome, everybody, to K100 Radio. Trying to get my mic together. So what you were just hearing right there, of course, if you have it, if you didn't, if you don't know, you've been under a rock lately. That was the LA Clippers owner Donna Sterling going back and forth with his, you know, his little side piece, his little arm candy, his girlfriend. They're calling her a girlfriend. We'll debate that. That's debatable, right there. That's whether or not she's a girlfriend. That's debatable. But that's not even an issue right now. Hold on a second. My bad. I got to make sure I turn that background music to my right background music. Okay. There it is. All right. So, basically, what we're talking about here, of course, this is, as you well know, another episode of Really Though on K100 Radio. And
Really Though?
Really Though? It's kind of a, it's not really serious, per se. It's really funny to me. It's funny to me that people still think in 2014 racism doesn't exist, or we're past the point of racism in America, or that some rich, super rich 1% of white guy might be a racist. To me, the whole thing is laughable. That people are, A, shocked and surprised about it. I'm like, shock is the absolute last thing I felt like I would even feel about this whole situation. I got to be real with you. I'm not shocked. I'm never shocked when something like this happens. It is what it is. It's the nature of the country that we live in, and everything like that. So that's just a part of being in America. The country was built on racism. It is what it is. And we talk about this all the time on K100 Radio. But I got real issues with one particular thing about this whole situation, and it's people who feel like the LA Clippers players, the black players on the team, should quit. And we could, when I open up the phone lines, everybody can give their opinion about whatever. I don't care. But if you feel like the LA Clippers should quit their jobs right now, just walk off, quit the playoffs, stop, just shut down shop and just walk off and don't play, you are a fucking idiot. Now, that's my opinion. That's just crazy as fuck. You may not really be an idiot, but to me, that's an idiot thing to think. That's lunacy. That's completely crazy that someone would sit here and think that they should just stop in the middle of a playoff run, quit their job and walk off just because the owner of the company had a conversation that was taped unbeknownst to him about how he really feels about black people. That's what we're talking about here. And everybody's going to get on their whole tangents and shit with this situation about, that's why we can't stick together now. Black people need to stand up. We need to stand up, take care. No. When motherfuckers go out here and do all kind of shit that hurt that hurt us as a people, as a culture, daily. All the time. But when it's not them, it's okay. When it's not your paycheck, it's okay for you to go up and, yeah, you need to take a stand. I wouldn't even go work for them. Motherfucker, you probably work for a racist right now. You ever been to prison? You work for a whole bunch of racist motherfuckers over there at CCA or whatever institution you got locked up at. The whole point of the situation is this guy, first of all, he's a racist, obviously. He's an asshole. He's had other allegations leveled against him about this whole situation, everything. So it's not that I feel like I'm not even going to even remotely defend this guy at all, okay? This is not about defending Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers. It's about using your common basic sense about this country and about how shit operates, especially in corporate America, especially in professional sports. It's not even really difficult. This is the thing. We got all these people that's outraged at Chris Paul and telling Chris Paul and everybody to stand up and quit. Don't play for that month. Don't play for that cracker man. Fuck that new player. I wouldn't even, man. Fuck that cracker. I quit. Yeah, you probably would and you probably wouldn't. Depend on how much money we talking about, and depend on contract, and depend on a whole bunch of other shit. But the whole point of the situation is everybody's got all these things I keep seeing on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram about how that's what's wrong. It's what's wrong with black people right now is the fact that somebody like Chris Paul will quit his job behind a situation like this. To me, that's the dumbest shit I could ever hear somebody say. That's pertaining to this situation. People say a lot of extra stupid shit, but pertaining to this situation, I have a lot of people calling them house niggas, people calling them sellout. All these elaborate words, you know what I'm saying, to describe what essentially boils down to a guy or a group of guys who are A, professional basketball players. And let's just think about that right there before we even go any further. Professional basketball players. Do you know how hard? Just like Donald Sterling is the 1% of people who are like billionaires, it's not even 1% of the population that's going to even get to the NBA of athletes that are trying to get to the NBA. It's like winning a lot. It's like being a 1% of yourself. Do you know how hard it is to get to the NBA? Do you? Huh? Really though?
Really though?
Do you? Because if you do, or if you had any inkling of how many practices in AAU, in high school, in college, in tryouts, and workouts and off, how hard it is to get to the NBA, stay in the NBA, be good, get to the playoffs, all that. And because this motherfucker was on a phone call that he didn't even know about talking to this chick, you talking about some, you a sellout nigga if you don't walk off the court right now and quit? You a fucking idiot. You think that shit, you stupid as hell. Now I ain't walking off the court. Now I ain't quitting the playoff run, nigga. No. And I don't expect for him to. And it don't make him a sellout because he don't. And everybody got all these motherfucking opinions and shit and popping off about what they would and won't do. It ain't your check. You ain't the one on the contract. You ain't the one at work. You ain't the one that ran out of suicide to get to the point, to get to the playoffs. Should you be mad? Yeah, you should be mad. Should you protest? Yeah. Should you bite your tongue? No. Should you quit the playoffs and just walk off and just stop playing? Something that you've been working on your whole life to get to? Because, first of all, this whole situation in itself is coming out now. Of course, you know, they're going to always, of course, the rich people going to always have their little investigators or whatnot, whatever, coming, you know, try to save face. So now they're talking about the chick was getting sued by the wife or something, and that's why she's doing this to get back at him or whatever, which essentially doesn't mean shit. No one cares. No one cares why she set him up. Yeah, she a grimy. Maybe she is a grimy bitch. Who knows? I mean, she is fucking a goddamn a motherfucker who look like he about to die, and she extra super fine. Obviously, she can get some 20-year-old dick, but no. She wants some old rich white dick. Okay, so you want some old rich white dick, bitch. It come with goddamn prices. He probably a racist. Oh, it's easy to mask being a racist when you got a little mulatto on your arm. Then again, slave masters used to rape slaves, too. It's never been a problem with white guys to fuck black women. It's just always been a problem to marry them and sit them down at the dinner table. We know that. This is the history of the country. It goes down all the time. So I don't really give a shit what her ulterior motives was. The point is, we're here now because he got exposed. He got exposed. He got caught slipping. You know what I'm saying? Talking reckless on the phone. Shit, you know how many niggas in the feds for that? So I tell you what. I don't really give a shit, nor am I, I'm not going to really entertain the why she did it. Grimy? Yeah. But it is what it is. It went down. He got caught slipping. He said it. That's him. He said it. It's how he feels. Everybody knows it. But everybody been knew it. Everybody been knew it, right? This ain't the first time he's had problems. Right? That's what Stephen A. Smith said.
Well, I was appalled. I mean, but to be quite honest with you, I wasn't too surprised. I've known several players that have played for Donald Sterling in the past, in particular Baron Davis, who's been on the record very publicly decrying some of the stuff that was spewed in his direction when he was the star player for the Clippers organization, telling stories about how he would be on the court and Donald Sterling would be sitting at courtside with one of his female acquaintances, spewing all kinds of rhetoric in his direction. So to say that it's a surprise. I'm not going to go that far, but at the same time, to consider the fact that he is an owner in the league, that you've got such a reputable individual like Chris Paul as the star of your team, along with Blake Griffin, when you've handed over pretty much control of basketball operations to a Doc Rivers, and to hear that you're spewing this kind of rhetoric is obviously appalling. It's very disturbing, and there's no doubt about it that the league itself, Adam Silver specifically, has to take action. It's not something that you can leave up to the Clippers organization. A matter of fact, I've spoken to a couple of people within the Clippers organization over the last few hours, and they're hoping that Adam Silver, the commissioner, steps in and handles this appropriately, to be quite honest with you.
With the folks that you've talked to.
So there's that. Nothing's new here. Nothing new here to see, folks. But let's continue. And I'm getting ready to go to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. Again, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of K100 Radio on What the Fuck of News Stories that we like to call Really Though.
Really Though.
Today we're talking about the LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling and what he said on the phone. Also going to jump into what's going on here in Georgia, ATL, where I'm at, about with this new gun law that they have that basically allows you to take a gun pretty much anywhere. We'll get to that. Mr. Sterling, take it away again for me, sir.
With black people. You have to.
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay. Well, but we
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay,
whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing? You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you could be with them, every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
So why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the game? I
really don't want to discuss that anymore. It's over. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry that you...
Well, I want to talk about it.
Really though?
K100 Radio. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. I'm going to go take a couple calls real quick. One or two calls. Hit the phone lines up. We live right now. 347-934-0966. I got a couple people on the phone lines. Make sure you press the number one if you want to holler at me. Press the number one. It's going to say you're now in the host queue. 843-471. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping? Who's this?
Yo, this Phoenix, what's going on?
What's going on with you, homie? What's popping with you?
Man, nothing much, man, nothing much. Trying to look into some school and getting some business handled for this other job interview tomorrow. So, you know, trying to move with the future and shape my change until the world ends, you know what I mean?
All right, that's what's up. Well, congratulations on that. So let's go ahead and take it away, homie. What do you think about this whole situation? A, my very first question to you is, do you think that the NBA players, the team right now, walk into a contractual obligation and quit the team right now? Do you think they should do that?
No, they shouldn't have quit at all. You know, that goes to, you know, and that's with any job. You know, and as you mentioned, you know, there could be other people right now who are working for a racist, and they find out an inkling of that, guess what? They go two a step further, but that doesn't mean that they got to stop making money for some stuff that's in his opinion on how he feels about what he's going through. You know, that's his opinion on it. Is it morally wrong? I mean, yes, because, you know, that's just how it is, you know. You know, you being an owner, you're supposed to have a certain standard about yourself. You're supposed to have yourself as, you're supposed to present yourself as somebody who holds a certain standard, and especially when it comes to owning a team, the spotlight's going to be on you. Now, in this case, you got caught slipping. And you got caught slipping by a scorned wife because you chose to step outside and you got your hand caught in the cookie jar, and look what happened. So, I mean, in the end, for his opinion on what he felt about black people and them not attending, you know, that's his fault. He got caught slipping. You know, old saying goes, hell hath no fury. You know,
so,
I got from the store. I got from the store, B.
I mean, I don't know. My thing is this. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you're right. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
He got caught.
Yeah, okay, so
he got caught, so now he's going to pay the price for it.
Well, listen, this is not, it's not even about him paying the price for that. It's about the fact that he is what he is, and he just got caught. Listen, this was, this is my thing. I would actually be more, if he did some act on his own that was blatantly racist out, and he just like, he did some racist, like, move with the team. You know, just did something. I don't know. I can't even just if he benched all the black players, put all the white guys in. You know, he wouldn't give a black player the same contract as he would give the white player that had less talent.
Yeah, if he did things in a belligerent manner, you know, if he just outright had this idea and planned and plotted and was like, you know, I'm going to go on national TV, he's like, fuck you niggers, y'all never come to the game again, right in the middle of halftime. I get you.
Right, but that's not what he did.
Nope.
That's not what he thought
he was supposed to have a private conversation.
That's right, and this is my point to everybody that's listening. They have private, first of all, black people have really extra racist private conversations. Black people racist.
Oh, we
fuck. You know what I'm saying? Old black people, man, most of my elders and most of my older aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles are racist as a motherfucker, dog. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. That's just how they grew up, though. But they grew up with so much shit. I could say, times have changed, but I didn't live through that shit. So when my aunt and shit down in South Florida and shit, every time they refer to a white person, I don't care what white person it is, it's cracker, period. All white people are crackers to them, period. You know what I'm saying? All my straight up, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these crackers ain't shit. And they don't even give a fuck about it. It could be the nicest white person ever. Like, yeah, that's crackers as hell. They actually like them and still call them crackers. It's just embedded, ingrained. So racism goes both ways. Make no mistake about it. When black people sit around, we talking to other black people. We talk about all kind of shit. We say racist shit probably to each other that we probably wouldn't, that we don't say at work, that we wouldn't say, you know, if we're professional athlete, that we wouldn't say ESPN while we interview. Right? Same time, that we said about friends. I'm not worried about good taste because don't nobody want to fucking sue us. We got shit to lose. But he, on the other hand, does, and he did. But at the end of the day, didn't do an actual racist per se, a really racist act. He just said something racist, and he is racist, and he got caught, you know, slipping. So that's not to defend him, but back to my main point. Why in the hell would someone quit a job at that job? That's not even really a job, bro. That's my life.
That's a career.
It's a career, and not even beyond that. It's not even the average kind of career. You know what I'm saying? It's beyond doing, you know, your 50K a year in your 401K. Type of thing. You know what I'm saying? These are professional pro athletes. They don't even live in the same world we do. It's like Joe Sterling doesn't. He don't live in the same world, and we don't live in the same world physically, but really in other ways, we live in two different worlds. So who am I to sit here and even say how difficult and how crazy it would be for one of the NBA players to, A, break contract and have to go through all that shit, all because this motherfucker got caught saying some shit on a recording. I'm not even all those NBA players to that point of standard. These same motherfuckers I have on my Facebook and shit, talking shit like they got all these high morals and standards and shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll do this, they'll stop this. Man, get the fuck out of here. Same nigga probably go goddamn put $50 up a stripper ass. Oh, how's that helping the community, nigga? Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ah, I got motherfuckers out here on some, all these newfound, I don't know where the fuck they come from, all these newfound, long-lost Black Panthers and shit. All of my Facebook talk about who will sell out and all this. Same nigga be at the strip club. While black sisters be over there pretty much degrading themselves for a living, and you partake in that. You throw ones on a stripper's ass, but all of a sudden you want him to quit. Don't play for that cracker. He the dick. Okay. So that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. I don't really. Of course, you know, this is just my personal opinion. But the facts are the facts, and the facts are, Donald Sterling did say that. That's his voice. They know it. If it wasn't his voice, he would have been came out and with some old highly technical lawyer way of getting out of saying that's not him, but that's him. You know what I'm saying? So we know that he did it. We know that he said it. We know that he's a racist. Should the league fine him? Sure, why not? Of course, how much are you going to fine a millionaire, a billionaire that's really going to make a difference? How much you going to fine him? Oh, you're going to kick him out of the league? He got to give up his team? Okay, kudos, NBA. Good luck on that. Probably not going to happen. I mean, you think he's alone? You think the rest of the owners, not all of them, but a couple of more don't feel the same way? Yeah. I'm going to another phone call. Stand by Billy Bad Phoenix. 910-273, welcome to K100 Radio's own episode of What the Fucking News, we like to call.
Really, though?
Really, though? You're live.
What's going on, man?
What's happening? Who's this?
Hey, this is Tim McCray.
What's going on, homie? What's popping? Thank you for calling into the show. What's going on? So what do you think right now about this whole shenanigans with the NBA? Do you think the Clippers players should quit? That's my main question.
Hell no, man. No, saying because, like I said, because this whole situation right here, you got a whole lot of those players and everything that probably don't play down there 20 years, no, saying, trying to get to that point. So there's no reason for them to drop what they're doing. Maybe go ahead and finish out what they're doing to try to go on the quest with that ring and everything. And then after on the off season, then if their contract is almost up, then they can make plans to go elsewhere. But as far as not just dropping out, you know what I'm saying, and when they don't make it to the playoffs, that's a dumb move. But also, you know what I'm saying, on this note too as well, you got to look at it. This is going to probably spread over into other genres of sports as well. And so because of the remarks that he had made or whatever, people going to be getting looked at by through a microscope from this day point, you know what I'm saying, from the ownership all the way up to the president or whatever of the organization. It's going to get looked at like that, you know what I'm saying, from this day point. So everybody's going to have their eyes open on any situation that's racist or whatever. So it's not going to just deal with basketball. It's going to probably spread over to other genres of sports as well.
But why do you think that this is going to all of a sudden make a change or make people racism in NBA, in sports, period, is heavy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a whole bunch of obvious racism that goes on all levels. Look how racist the combine is. Look how racist, like, the combine in its own self has a whole bunch of racial undertones. Look how they treat some of these college athletes. You know what I'm saying? You know, basically kind of pimping them out, getting all this crazy money off of them, off their hard work, and then you can't even buy them a hamburger without them getting kicked off the team. This even the first incident of racism in the NBA. There's been plenty of other incidents of racism. Listen, man, I'm just trying to get people to understand that, number one, shock should be just the last, very last thing everybody should be feeling. You can be mad. I get being mad. Of course I'm mad. That's some fuck shit. All right? That's it's just messed up that he feels that way. You know what I'm saying? It's messed up that it got out. It's even worse that it got out, because at the end of the day, we know a whole bunch of them feel that way, but as long as it doesn't get out, it's easier for you to deal with it and go ahead and just play. Because even if you know it, if you know that it's going on, but it ain't right there, you don't have the hardcore evidence, you can not necessarily act like you don't know. Because I work for a punk-ass white boy right now at my job, and I know he don't like niggas. No, he don't like us. You feel me? Now, he's way too smart. He way, way, way too smart to actually say that out loud. The only way he ever, because he motherfucker make over $100,000 a year. To him, that's he on the gravy train. You know what I'm saying? And he's so smart. He's not a dumb guy at all. So he's so smart that everything he does, you know what I'm saying, he protects himself real well. But everybody over there knows he's racist. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can feel it. You can just feel it. But unless you record him in a private company, you're going to have to catch him like that. That's how you're going to catch him. Because he's never going to bring it into the workplace. He's never going to blow his top and say, I'm sick of fucking working with you, Nick. Even though every day he comes in there, everything about his body language is wishing that he can hurry up and get that transfer that he's been trying to get back to Carolina forever so he can get back to his lily white plant up there in the sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where he wants to go back to. They sent him down here, and he didn't even want to come because it's like 90% black people where I work at. You know what I'm saying? And he's just in a very position because he's an obvious racist. We know that about him. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if he comes in tomorrow, right, and he's the plant manager, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't own the company. The company is owned by other people, actually by the actual government. But you know what I'm saying? He's my quote-unquote boss. If he came in there tomorrow, somebody came in there and said, hey, man, I overheard him talking some crazy stuff about black people, whatever. You think I'm finna fucking clock out and go home?
Hell no.
You know how much money I make?
fucking retarded? No, nigga, I'm not going hard. No, nigga, you ain't harder than me. And no, nigga, I'm not no sellout. Period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sitting, I'm not finna hold those, hold these NBA players to a standard that I know damn well myself, I'm not finna stand. Hey, if I made Chris Paul money, unless that white boy came up there and slapped the shit out of me, or some put his hands on me, you feel what I'm saying? Or actually came up to me and said, you fucking degenerate nigga, I can't stand you fucking people, you fucking all make me sick, and then I would quit after I whoop his motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit right here, where motherfuckers calling for athletes to walk off, quit the playoffs, don't even show up to the game, and all this because of this right here? Because he got caught slipping on a phone call? Oh, no, nigga.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man. Y'all, see, motherfuckers always like to get hype and just jump all on the hot topic. You feel what I'm saying? They want to jump all on it and then just get crazy with the stuff they saying. And to me,
yeah,
it's just asinine. Asinine. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to take one more call because if we want to talk, I want to talk about these gun laws if you can hang around. If you don't know what's going on in the state of Georgia, you have to live here. Of course, you know, we're broadcasting live from ATL right now. Southside in this bitch. True. Georgia just passed them. I'm coming to 423-790. They're on deck next. I'm going to come to their phone line. But Georgia just passed them. It's truly. And listen, man. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a gun owner. I go everywhere strapped. Everywhere. To the fucking grocery store. Bitch, I'm strapped. I don't take it inside the grocery store. But it's in the car. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere I go. All right, I'm a gun owner. I believe in people having the right to own guns. You know what I'm saying? Everything, all of that right there. So I'm the wrong guy before I even say anything about that to assume that I'm some tree-hugging super leftist that wants all guns banned and wants it to be like Europe. Nope, wrong guy. But Nathan Deal is an idiot. The Congress, these guys are idiots because they took it too far. Everything has its limits. It's limits to everything, people. You can't just... The Wild Wild West wasn't good. It wasn't good when you can... Everybody walking around with six shooters on and just... A motherfucker get mad at you over a goddamn card game and you just fucking draw down in the middle of the street and shoot a bitch dead. That wasn't good. Those weren't good times. It wasn't... It's really not what we want to go back to, really. Do we really want to go there? Do we really want to go there? No, we don't want to go there. So the point... There's levels to everything. You gotta have some common sense. These people down here in Georgia, the governor pushed it. His Democratic opponent, who's Jimmy Carter's grandson, the ultimate Democrat, he co-signed it like an idiot. Basically, it walked through the whole state senate. It lets you carry guns in churches, bars, school teachers in certain schools can be strapped. If you're a felon, the new way the words of the law are written, there's a very, very, very super crazy stand your ground, basically worse than Florida's stand your ground situation that actually makes it where a convicted felon that who ain't even supposed to have a gun could get into it with you and bust you and still get off on the new stand your ground laws, even if he ain't supposed to have a gun. Now, don't get me wrong. If you a felon or not, riding around in the streets of Atlanta, Georgia without a gun right now is you playing with your life, homie. I don't know, because people don't watch the news here, they don't see the news here, and they may not live here. You may live in some little small-ass town somewhere where you don't... I live in metro Atlanta. It goes down every day on the news. The shit, not even the shit that you don't hear about it don't get reported. Whole bunch of shit go down that don't get reported. You know what I'm saying? I know four people that got killed last year, and that shit did not make the news just because they wasn't important enough because it happened in the hood. So it really wasn't that serious. You know what I'm saying? But it's damn near a murder every day on the news here. A shootout, a violent crime, every single day, top of the stories. Pretty much status quo for the city. So if you're a felon, I get that, listen, judge by 12 or carry by 6. At the end of the day, even if I was a convicted felon, they just got to catch me with that bitch. This is how it's going to have to be for me. I can understand that mentality. But sometimes some motherfuckers really, really, really don't need guns. You know what I'm saying? Some people really, 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 people who have really quick tempers, you know what I'm saying, or mental problems, really don't need guns. And that's probably the biggest part of the gun issue that I don't get. You know what I'm saying? That's the part I don't get. But now in Georgia, if you're a convicted felon, you ain't supposed to have a gun, but you get into it with somebody and kill them, you can still end up claiming stand your ground and get off, even if you ain't supposed to have it in the first place. Convicted felon. That's even in there. So it's just, I can't tell you how many things can go wrong now that you start letting patrons come inside of a bar with a loaded pistol where they're serving alcohol. I just can't think about what part of common sense told them that was all right. Because we've been having bar fights forever. And every now and again, you know, we get shootouts, but shoot, you know, in the club, every now and again, somebody sneak one in there and they go down in the club. And it's always the other motherfucker, the girl who in there celebrating her birthday in the VIP, who catch the fucking straight to the head. It's never the two motherfuckers who got into it. You know why? Because them bitches drunk and drinking and they can't even aim straight. But now you done told them it's okay to bring the strap in if the establishment wants you to. Now, that's the if. An establishment can put a sign out in the front that says, we don't allow guns. You can't bring the strap in there. Period. End of discussion. That's up to the owner. Problem is, the owner just might be a nut job his damn self. And all of a sudden, you're going to have all these places where people feel like, well, I can walk. They're going to start congregating to those particular places because you can't walk in their strap. It's inevitable. You'll see. I think that was a very, very, very bad mistake. And I'm actually a gun owner, and I'm not necessarily an enthusiast. You know, I got my straps pretty much for protection. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a guy who goes to the range every other week, although I do go to the range, and I can pop your ass from a good distance. You feel me? Especially with the pistol. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not that I'm anti-gun, but the fact of the matter is, even I can see that that law was way a little bit over the top, Nathan Deal. You're an idiot. To the phone lines I go. Wow, a lot of you guys are listening. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio's own homegrown What the Fuck in News.
Really, though?
Really, though? Talk segment. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm getting ready to go back over to the phone lines. We can jump back on L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Matter of fact, of course, you know, he talked about Magic Johnson. You know, he talked about Magic Johnson in the clip. You know what I'm saying? Let's hear what Magic Johnson had to say about him being brought up in this conversation, in this little rant that this guy is having with his girlfriend. Real quick, let's see what's going on with that. What does Magic have to say?
Because your name was the name mentioned in the recordings of racist remarks believed to be made by Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Plain and simple, when you heard those comments, Magic, what was your reaction?
Well, Sage, I was really upset. You know, you can't understand how hurt I was, and also I was hurt for all African Americans and all minorities, because when a man who owns a team in the NBA, and Donald Sterling has had issues in the past, so this is not the first time, and I've known Donald, one of the first men I met when I came to LA, Dr. Buss took me to his annual Malibu Beach party. Actually, my first week in L.A. Then I met with Donald two or three times. He wanted to discuss the issues with his Clipper team. So I had a friendship with him. So for him to then make these comments or alleged comments about myself as well as other African Americans and minorities, there's no place in our society for it. There's no place in our league because we all get along. We all play with different races of people when you're in sports. That's what makes sports so beautiful. And then he's put his own team in a tough situation. So I believe that once Commissioner Silver, you know, does all his due diligence, get all the information, gather the information, he's got to come down hard. He shouldn't own a team anymore. And he should stand up and say, I don't want to own a team anymore, especially when you have African Americans renting his apartments, coming to the games and playing for him and coaching for him. This is bad for everybody.
Yeah, it's bad. Mostly bad for him. 347-934-0966. That was Magic Johnson, his words on what's going on and what Donald Sterling said about black people coming to his games, about himself personally. You know what I'm saying? Well, why do you have to talk to Magic Johnson? Huh? Why? And that's why I tell people, like, yo, this is beyond. People want to say, well, this is just how rich people are. Nah, it's a little bit beyond that, because elitism, first of all, I think class warfare is a bigger problem than racism in this country. And let me say that again. Class warfare, the rich versus poor war that's going on right in front of your damn eyes, and everybody acting like they don't see it, or either they're acting like racism is more important. Racism is bad, but we've been dealing with racism a long time. But the rich versus poor war that's going on right now, that they are winning without a shadow of a doubt, winning all these Supreme Court decisions, that they're getting affirmative action thrown out, corporations of people, all this shit that's going on right here, and y'all worried about this motherfucker, this little incident right here? No, y'all truly out of focus. Let me go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. 423-790. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping?
I agree 100% with Magic. I think it's really, the idiot is just stupid as hell to sit here and mingle and show out like he just, oh, I get along with everybody, and then turn out and say something like this. I mean, it's just sickening. It's the world's coming to an end. God's really crying, and it's just a really sad situation. Not just that, but also with the guns. I mean, it's just things are getting crazy. But as far as him, I mean, I would level him right along with Zimmerman because of the fact that he's going to get away with it because he got money. I mean, all of it equals out to the same. The money, the you figure, okay, just like, oh, I can do or say anything just because I got dollar bills. You know, it's just sad. The whole thing is just sad. It's sickening.
But you know what? The thing about what you're saying is he knows that even with as much money as he has, he really can't say anything he wants to say in public. See, this is the thing about guys like him. He knows it's 2014. It's not 1930. He knows he can't say anything he wants to say out in public. He didn't say it in public. You know, he's not one of these guys who feels like his money can make him do anything he wants to do. He can do what the fuck he wants to do with his own actions and money moves and make that he makes behind the scenes. This conversation was something that went on behind the scenes, but she recorded it and put him on blast about it. But he's not even so blatantly arrogant to where he feels like I can do whatever I want to do because I can. No, the fuck he ain't, because he would have never said that shit in public. And I can almost guarantee you he would have never ever said that same thing in public.
According to Magic, he's had said it in the past, just ain't no one ever brought it to anyone's attention, or probably because, again, it had something to do with money, or maybe people that have heard him had to work for him, or like he said, he rents out to people and everything. So somebody just probably didn't have the nerve to do anything. So I give her a lot of credit for actually putting her neck out there, because now she's going to have a lot of backdraft, obviously. But honestly, I think, no one just stood up before until now.
Yeah. I'd applaud her for doing it. Like, right now, as you know, if you know it's a 24-hour news cycle. So if you haven't even watched the news today, right now they're going in. They're trying to go at her right now. You know, with the whole she's one of these chicks who just marries old rich white men for money, old men for money. You know what I'm saying? Just marry sugar daddies and get money, which may be true. I mean, hoes will be hoes. But I don't really care about that. I don't really care about what her motives was for doing it. But although I don't necessarily agree with what you said, Magic didn't necessarily say he was outright. He never said that he came outright and was just like, I don't like black people. His actions and the way he treated his tenants, you know what I'm saying? The way he treated his tenants and the things his actions were showing that he's racist. But he never just came out and said, oh, I don't like black people. Not really out of his own mouth. He just would do shit. You feel me? He would do things. He would say and do things, but not just blatant, you know? Like, he would never, but this conversation was taped. I'm not trying to defend this motherfucker at all. Make no mistake about it. I don't like him. I don't like him.
I just said the other day to somebody, what is in the dark will come out to the light, and that's pretty much what happened. I mean, he's been doing it for a while, slick, sly, smart man, you know, he's got money, and got money for nothing, and he just finally slipped up because of getting old, and his stinking ass just showed what the truth was.
I'll give you that. I mean, you know the crazy thing about that's his girl, really? That's his girlfriend?
I don't. I don't know about that one either. I know that his wife is estranged, as she says, and she takes no part of any of his comments, her children, or anything. She's blatantly put that out quite a bit all day, so.
Socialized, so she's still out here. She's got businesses and investments and shit. You know what I'm saying? So she can't be having it all tied up in this debauchery. Fuck
yeah.
No. Shit. Because, you know, because you done slipped up and into a new young pussy and get you caught.
Yeah, she can't lose what she has or she's going to be looking stupid. But as far as the guns, though, it's bad enough that the law passed in Florida. But, yeah, that's for – I mean, I personally don't care for guns because I'm just scared of them. And, yes, I believe in protecting yourself and so forth, you know, just as long as you don't lose your mind. But people like him, Zimmerman, or people just walking around like that girl just stabs – I mean, there's some sickos out there, but – it's just like going ahead and handing them the tool to cause more disaster that's already going on, you know?
Yeah, I'll give you that much. I'll give you that much. All right, let me take a call. All right. Let's see. 269. I've got a lot of people in the lines now. I'm going to speed these calls up. 269-369. I see I got a 903 and a 44680. You guys are coming up. 269-369, Michigan girl, what's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the support. In case you guys don't know, we'll be a broadcaster live on live stream. I'm actually live on my live stream right now. There's nothing over there. It's just me sitting in the studio talking all this talk that I talk and do what I do. Of course, we're live for another episode of Really Don't Know. I want the fucking news story, and of course the two topics we're tackling today is the LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling and his little racist rant between him and his girlfriend, and how it's some blue back in his face, and why the hell all these attributed niggas coming from talking about the NBA players need to quit their job, and also the new gun law that's passed in Georgia that pretty much makes you be able to take a strap almost anywhere, and that's not necessarily good, especially for the ATL area. Michigan girl, go ahead. What do you think about the Clippers owner?
Man, the Clippers owner, I wasn't, like, shocked. I mean, I was, like, shocked that it came out, but not necessarily shocked that he racist. I mean, he, what, a millionaire, almost a billionaire, whatever. Half of them probably feel that way anyway. He just didn't let this little young girl that he either wanted or scared she was going to give it to some black dude, but then he actually said she could sleep with him or whatever, she just can't publicize it, so who knows what the hell he into, but basically he just got emotional and let his true feelings come out, and she taped his ass, and now it's out there, but like it's been said, this is not the first time he's had problems, even though people have overlooked it, because the NAACP was going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. How, I don't know, when he's been sued, not once, but twice. Him and his wife, while she trying to distance herself from this, him and his wife have been sued for housing discrimination for not renting to minorities or to families with children. So this has been going on. It's just been swept under the rug or kept in the background because of whatever reason, and this time he can't hide from it.
I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to. I'm trying to avoid bringing up what the NAACP did. It's so, even though the NAACP is just
we don't even want to talk about that, because how could you even in good conscience nominate him for a Lifetime Achievement Award when he's been sued not once but twice for housing discrimination against minorities, against, you know, people, families with young children? I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, we ain't going to even talk about that. But I do feel like these people that's saying, oh, the Clippers players should just walk off, are just being real crazy, because at the end of the day, this is their job, their career, whatever. This is something they've worked for. And even besides that, they on the contract. You can't just break a contract and then people want to say, well, they got enough money. How do you know they have enough money? You don't know what their contract stipulates. You going off of what you possibly see on TV because they have some endorsements. You don't know how they might have spent their money. They might have had bills, that medical bills they had to pay, or they might have had to take care of their parents or whatever. You can't just assume.
Hold on. Let me just right there. I don't give a fuck what bills they got, and I don't give a fuck how much money they got. Nigga, it ain't your check. You don't got
no right, but I'm just saying that's what people are trying to say. Well, they got enough money. How you going to tell them they got enough money? That's like somebody coming in their house saying, oh, well, you don't need this TV because you got three other ones, so I'm going to take your TV. You can't tell these men to walk off their job because you feel like they got enough money and they should be militant, and if they not, then they Uncle Tom. No, this is their job. And at the end of the day, they got contracts. They can't just break them contracts just willy-nilly. I mean, let's just be real. This is the real world. Yes, you can be mad. If you want to protest, don't watch the Clippers game. Don't do things that you feel like will put money into this man's pocket if you that serious about it. But telling these men to give up their career when they got contracts and they got families to feed and take care of, that's just ignorant to basically expect them to just throw away their career, what they done worked for, just off at the drop of a hat. Just because he said this. Because who knows who you working for? You gonna just walk in and quit your job because somebody said, oh, I heard your manager said da 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 da. You gonna just walk in, oh, I quit because I heard my manager said she don't want work with black people. Really? No.
So yeah, there's that. Stand by, because we got a couple more calls on the phone line, all right?
Hey, you ain't asked me about the gun.
Well, come back to you. I'll come back to the gun. Stand by. So the gun, I'm going to come back to Michigan Girl by the gun, because actually, she actually lives in Atlanta, even though she's from Michigan. She lives in Atlanta. I'm telling you, man, everybody's talking about this, the gun law in Georgia. That shit is cool in the sticks. That is the worst possible thing you could do in the city. Of course, it's up to the owners and shit. The owners can still buck, but still, though. I'm just saying. 903-944. Welcome to K-1's Radio. We're live now for another verse.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, what's up with you, man? I was calling because I was hearing your conversation about the Clippers.
Yeah. What you got to say about
that? Well, my thing is, I agree with you say. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody can leave that team because, you know, it's a job, you know, despite what your managers say. But for where I come from, if you're a star player like Chris Paul or Blake Griffin, I mean, you can take your talents anywhere else in the league, you know what I'm saying, and you'll get the same price that you're getting there in the Clippers, if not better. And that's the only people I think that should take their talents somewhere else, is because they are the team. They bring everybody to the Staples Center. You know what I'm saying? They brought me to being a Clippers fan. And personally, shit, they could go to play for the Lakers, or they could play for Miami or Atlanta Hawks, because Atlanta needs some stars. No disrespect. I love you, love Atlanta. But I'm just saying, I agree with you.
Yeah, they need some stars. I was mid-court at the damn playoff Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So they need a star.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. But listen. No, this is my thing right here. Don't worry about saying to these guys that you shouldn't try to trade it. I never said, of course you don't work with him no more. Yeah, but you got it. I'm talking about, you got my Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, who are literally, they should boycott the next game. They should show up. You fucking retarded. Are you crazy? Not show up. Do you know how hard they personally worked to get to the playoffs? Do you know how hard it was for them personally? That's a lot of you asking these how many suits? You know how many nigga? You weren't with them shooting in the gym. You don't tell them what the fuck to do. One of these motherfucking hoes that won't half out here, nigga. You ain't got them shot a goddamn layup. Fuck that shit. What's wrong with you, nigga? No, they shouldn't quit. No. Go in. Fulfill your contract. Try and get a trade. Try and get off the team. And some of them ain't good enough to get a trade, so they ain't got no choice. But I'm not going to tell you. You know how much, what is it? What's the league minimum? 350 now? Ain't the league minimum 350?
I have no idea, but sounds about right.
I think the league minimum is 350. So I'm not going to tell the guy on the bench who don't play now fucking minute ever to walk away from that. Nigga, stay your ass on the bench. Fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying?
I agree, sir.
At the end of the day, you're right.
The only people
who can really hit him in the pockets is the fans. He got to pay the – if he signs the contract – he has to pay the players as long as they come to work, regardless. You feel what I'm saying? So all these people are mad. If the fans boycott, that's the only people that can hit them in the pockets is the fans.
You're right, I didn't think about that.
You got fans that came to the game. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's got their own way of protesting. Far be it from me to tell you how to do it. But you have fans who came in, paid money to get tickets to go see the game, which gave him money, but came in there with signs like, no racism. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't understand how to hurt a billionaire. He don't give a fuck about your goddamn sign. He do, however, give a fuck about your goddamn ticket you didn't buy.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? You didn't buy the ticket.
Yeah.
You didn't come. But you came with a sign. Oh, fuck your sign. I don't care about your sign. Fuck your sign. You can wave that sign all day and night. Bitch, did you pay to get in this motherfucker? You did? True. I win. So says the billionaire.
You do win. You win.
Billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But 770-865, I'm coming up to you next. I'm trying to move a little bit faster. I see 44680. I'm trying to get down there, like, ladies and gentlemen. Are you a gun owner, by the way, caller? Are you a gun owner? You got a pistol? Got a strap?
Me?
Yeah. You strapped?
Me?
Yeah. Are you strapped?
Nah, I can't have a strap. I can't have one.
You can't? Hey, in Georgia, even if you can't have one, you can bust a bitch in their goddamn chest if they fuck with you with our new laws. Yeah.
I know. I just came from there. I know it go down there. That's why I'm in Texas.
Hey, but right now, you ain't got to worry about it because somebody run up on you in your car, your house, and you feel threatened. Even if you ain't supposed to have a strap, which why do you have the strap? But even if you ain't supposed to have the strap, you can still claim self-defense, and you can still claim stand your ground, even if you a four-time, three-time felon who ain't supposed to be 5 feet near a pistol. So says Nathan Bill.
I got you, man.
New rules. That's how it's going down in Georgia. That's the new gun law in Georgia. Even if you're a felon, you can still claim stand your ground with the gunplay now. Besides the fact that who the fuck wants to even bring a... What church... I don't even want to go to the church that allows you to bring a... Your whole philosophy fucked up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you going to be the pastor up there with a fucking six suit on your strap. I don't want to come to church and I'm sitting there with armed security as we pass the collection plate, nigga.
You're right.
Now, you know,
they're banking, man, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The guy, now don't get me wrong, the one guy over here was a world changer. He nutted up and came in there and killed some people, and that was fucked up. But that could happen anywhere. That don't mean you change the whole culture of a religious institution to start allowing firearms in the midst. It's bad enough you want W-2s, nigga. It's bad enough. Next up. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome to another episode of Really Though. K100 Radio's own homegrown What the Fuck in News and Media talk segment. 770-865. What's popping? Who's this?
What up? It's your boy. I am Jay Harris. You already know.
Jay Harris, what's happening, homie? Appreciate you calling in. Hey. What up, dog?
Oh, man, check in. About to hit this Making It Mag Music Monday. Do my thing. Make a movie, as always.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Well, make sure y'all check out the homie Jay Harris' show over here on K100 Radio every Saturday. The A&R's Choice, where he actually goes out to all these music events where these indie artists be performing. He actually gets the CDs that they're handing out. He actually goes back, listens to them, plays inside of his barbershop that he's at and out on the streets for all his friends and homies, and then takes the feedback, records it in a nice little neat segment, and actually get real live on the street, on the ground feedback about the songs that he decides to spin on the radio. That's every Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. Shouts out to the homie. It's a dope show. You should tune into it. All right, Jay Harris, let's get it. The L.A. Clippers. Give it to me.
Oh, man, that shit raw. We, you know, we talk about that in the barbershop all day. She talking about she black and Mexican, and he like, so? I still don't want you parading around with black people.
Yeah, but we all know, listen, we all know the history of the rich, powerful white guy in this country. As it stands, they've always loved black pussy. They've always fucked. That's why we all got, that's why I got light skin. We got light skin. They used to fuck the shit out of the slaves. The fine ones, the ones they like, the high yellow slaves. They used to fuck them. They just couldn't bring them in the house. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they would, and maybe they would make them a maid or some shit. But yeah, they couldn't marry one. It's never been a problem for rich, powerful white men in this country to sleep with black women. They all used to do it. But wife them? But now it's okay for him to have a little mulatto on his arm. You know what I'm saying? But she can't be just bringing around you niggas. No. That's taking it too far. That's what Donald Sterling said. That's what I'm telling you. That's his whole mentality. But do
somebody,
you think,
I don't know if they lying, but somebody said, oh boy, wife is filing charges on his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what they saying. Of course, you know, the smear campaign against her, because they said that she was, I forgot, it's a name they give them, but basically one of those chicks who go around dating rich old white men and then getting them for all their money and then leaving them and shit. It's some kind of little, it's a kind of little categorical crime, they call it. But yeah, they're saying that's what she was doing. That's what she is. And frankly, I don't give a shit if that's what she is. That's what don't change what he said. You know what I'm saying? If that's what she is, then okay, let her be a hoe. Let her do what she want to do. It is what it is. Let her get her money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't really give a fuck about that part about it. I don't care of why she's messing with him. I don't care about the why she did it. It doesn't change what he said and what he got caught saying. None of that even matters. That's just stuff they're trying to say to distract you from what the fuck the rich white guy said. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what's going on right now with that right there. But what do you think the NBA players should quit?
Nah, man, they shouldn't mess up their check, but they should, you know, do something about it, like, as far as the facility and everything go, but they shouldn't quit and mess up a check unless they got another job situation. You know what I mean?
So would you? What about you? Of course, you don't make a fraction of what they make. Well, I don't know, but I'm assuming you don't. You know what I'm saying? A fraction of what they make. They make millions of dollars. So everybody's got this whole thing, like Michigan Girl was saying. Well, they got enough money. Chris Paul, all that money he got, he can take the L. Nigga, you take the motherfucking L then. You quit your job. Matter of fact, nigga, take leave off your job. Drive your black ass out there and stand up in the motherfucking picket line in front of the Clippers all fucking month. Just take a month off work, nigga, unpaid leave, and drive your black ass out there to motherfucking California and stand in front of the goddamn Clippers Stadium with a picket sign all day, nigga, since you so about that life. All you
and
new age.
Come back with a repo and a pink slip.
I'm talking about all these motherfuckers will be all on my Facebook and shit talking about how niggas are sellouts. And all this other shit, because they won't goddamn quit, because they ain't stopped in the middle of a playoff run and just walk off the damn court and just quit playing. Like, that's the thing they were supposed to do.
Well, straight cash, like me, I'll be doing some wild, rowdy shit at the stadium, you know what I'm saying, just showing off my blackness, but I wouldn't quit my job, because you already know, like, they live a different lifestyle. They got stupid, dumb notes. You know what I'm saying? They electric bill be high as some people's rents and mortgages. You feel me? So them quitting their job ain't the same as us. It's like, okay, we can go hustle and make our bill money. But them, you know what I'm saying, it's a different tax bracket.
It's levels to the shit is what you're saying.
Yeah.
770-724 coming up. 44680. I don't know if you want to talk, but you've been on the line for a minute. But if you want to talk, 44680, press the number 1 on your keypad for me and let me know. I've seen you've been sitting over here for a while, but I'm assuming maybe you're just listening to the show. But I want to make sure I get all the callers who press number 1 and they actually want to talk first. So, yeah, Before I go to the next caller, though, real quick, Jay Harris, you live in Georgia. You live in the ACL. All right. What do you think about this new gun law they just passed?
Man, listen, I'm nonviolent. I didn't even want a gun. But now that they changed that shit, I think I might need to have a gun.
You do need to have a gun. You needed to have one before that law went in. Don't you watch the news, homie? You watch the news.
I watch the news feed on Facebook.
Listen, Atlanta is the kind of city where I feel like if you're a man and you got a wife, girl, girlfriend, whatever your situation is, and you got kids in the home, it's damn near downright it's to me, it's almost irresponsible to not have a firearm in the city. Because so much almost irresponsible. Not because you don't have to be violent or whatever. It's irresponsible because you as a man are ultimately the protector of your domain and your family. And it's too many people in the city with strapped and everybody's got a gun. Everybody's strapped. Everybody everywhere all the time. This just made it worse. It just made them be able to take the shit even more. But everybody's got pistols and shit. It's always some shit going down and it don't always be in the hood. It don't always be in the club. You know what I'm saying? In the suburbs, damn Walmarts, maybe this shit just goes down. So I feel like in this particular urban city like this right here in the South, where it's already bad, if this ain't New York. Because if you was in New York, their gun laws are so harsh, it may kind of maybe make sense, but the South is not gonna, the South will never be like that. And any motherfucker who even tries that shit, the South won't make it past the first. And none of these fucking state senators or congressmen in the South, they will never, ever, ever do that shit they did in New York, because there's way too many rednecks down here, motherfucker, who are not going to let that happen. You will lose your congressional seat if you attempt to take a fucking gun from them. Believe it. You know what I'm saying? So it's never going to happen. So understand the culture of the South. And understand that guns are readily available. It's a gun show fucking month. You hit the damn market every fucking other month. You go up there and get all the strap. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that in this particular area right here where I live at, it's crazy not strap. Everybody got guns. And everybody's going to be fighting. Nobody shoots a fair one tonight. It busts off. And it's people can say, but if you live, nigga, you know it's the truth. All you got to do is drive Atlanta by 2 days of Europe. That's what I'm saying.
Man, listen, I live in Riverdale. I be on O'Nat, so you already know. I know. I mean, we got that work at the house. Like, you're not coming in the house. But the way the law's set up right now, they letting everybody just Wild Wild West cowboys and Indians out this bit. So it's time to get, you know what I mean, their paperwork straight so I can ride around with that Nina.
But right now, even if you ain't got no paperwork, the way the law is, after July, was it June 1st? June or July, I forgot. After that, you ain't even gotta have that paperwork. If a bitch try you after that, if you get into an argument at the motherfucker with the racetrack and it goes down, you ain't gotta have that paperwork. Pop off. You still can stand your ground.
Yeah.
That's the new shit. That's what I'm trying to get everybody.
Okay.
Y'all just, all right. It's gonna be a hot summer. Stand by. It's gonna be a long hot summer. Seriously, dog. In the ATL, I guarantee you an increase in shootings this summer. I guarantee you that. An increase in gunplay. It's going to go down. Because now you're basically telling everybody, look, everybody's got all these stand your grounds, and everybody ain't going to be able to pass it. Everybody ain't going to be able to pass it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people going to try to stand your ground and going to catch 5 or 6 years. You know, catch 10 years. You know, catch a murder rap. You know, a lot of y'all ain't got lawyer money to be trying that, because y'all going to try to go stand your ground with a public defender, nigga, and it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You ain't got enough money to do it. But a lot of people that's going to work for us. A lot of people that's going to feel like, yeah, you know, at this particular point, you know what I'm saying, it's okay to go ahead and just shoot first, ask questions last. Although, sometimes, that may save your life. Again, I am a gun owner, and I highly believe that, you know, in the right for people to bear arms. I think the craziest part about the gun laws in this country is really the back, you know, the fact that you can, they don't really do those like mental illness background checks on people. Like, it's too many crazy motherfuckers with guns out there in the sticks in the woods. Hey, they be having documented medical problems, crazy stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? Incidents of random violence, and then they can still go. I think it's okay for regular people to be strapped. If you're a regular, rational thinking person, you know what I'm saying? If you got a family, wife, or kids, you ain't trying to kick them lawyer fees out. I done had to kick them lawyer fees out, homie. I do not want that problem again. I don't want that financial problem again, because it costs money to stay free. You shoot a motherfucker, if you want to stay out, oh, it's going to cost you. And the public defender will not do. Okay, so I'm going to the phone line, 770-724. Oh, I think this might be T. Marie.
Yeah, it's me.
Ah, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I forgot I was, you know, once I got in the conversation and the calls. You know how that is.
It's all right. I know how that goes. Trust me. I know how that goes exactly.
Introduce yourself to the people right now. I love when my fellow radio personalities call into the station and show some support. Do me a favor and introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm your girl, I'm T. Marie. I do have a show on 1100 AM that you can catch me on. Comes on every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. We talk about hot topics. We talk about topics like this. We talk about entertainment. We talk about psychological stuff. We're definitely going to be talking about the gun laws that's going on definitely this Thursday. But we have all kind of guests that come in. We have celebrities that come in. Just a little bit of everybody. But what we talk about normally has everything to do with how it's going to affect you, how you're living in your lifestyle. So you can log on and listen to me every Thursday from 1 to 2, 1100 a.m., or you can log on to my website, which is itstmarie.com, and catch me there live. So that's what's up.
That's what's up. And make sure you do that. T. Marie, she's cool. I thought we've had several dealings from events and everything. I had to be down to the Joyce Littell show and all that, and I came down for that roundtable discussion on hip hop. That was
cool. That was one of the best. Yeah, we enjoyed that a lot.
I showed up.
I got to say, first of all, before I start talking, you know, congrats on everything. The show is phenomenal. What you're doing is phenomenal. You're everywhere, all over the city. People know you, and I applaud you for this platform. It's bigger than you even know it is. I'm listening to your listeners and your callers, and, man, the interaction you get, I just got to give you the salute and what's up for that, because that's big. That's big living. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Okay, so before I want to make sure I get somebody. I'm going to keep your phone line pretty much open, because you're going to call.
We'll do that.
All right, check this. I want everybody to understand just how crazy it is, you know, for people to assume that players should just quit this, you know, this thing. You know, and before I do that, I'm on. What makes me even mad, some of these guys is not only are they talking about Chris Paul, but then they start talking about my man Doc Rivers. They try to tell me Doc Rivers is a sellout.
Now, what makes them a sellout? What makes any of them, as players or coaches, what makes them sell out? Because they want to keep their jobs, because they want to feed their families, because this is not something you have to think about when you make decisions like this. You just don't up and make a decision based on something just happened. These people have things that they have to do, and they have responsibility. And it's irresponsible for people to suggest that they get up and walk out. That's not how you handle business. That's not what you do.
It's not. But, of course, I'm giving some of these clowns a little bit too much credence over here on my broadcast. I am. But the thing about it is, I know that I've seen enough of them on my Facebook news feed to know that if it's that many of them on just my feed alone, it's millions of them all over the country.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen enough of those posts on Instagram. On social media is like, I use it as a barometer. You feel what I'm saying? I've got about 3,000 something people on my Facebook. I got about 1,000 Instagram, you know, a couple thousand on Twitter, right? Twitter being close, of course, because it's unlimited. It's crazy. It's just crazy over there. But I look at it, and I'm looking at, you know, what's trending, and I'm looking at what people are saying. And I'm like, okay, if this amount of people per capita feel this way on my feed, on my social network feed, and I just times that by how many other people it is, right? And so it starts it starts to be, it starts to say, well, yeah, it's just a couple of people on my Facebook that says it. Yeah, but it's like 70 to 100 people, at least that I've seen, feel that way in my news feed on Facebook. About 50 people on my Instagram who's saying the Clippers should do it. And so I'm like, okay, so that's like a good percentage. So I start translating these numbers, and I start thinking, like, you know what? It's way too many people who feel this way. It's way too many black people who feel this way right now. I'm like, wait a minute. If it was one or two persons, I got one or two conspiracy theorists, you know, wannabe Panther guys who always got some negative. They got some bad to say about Easter. They got something bad to say about King Day. They got something bad to say about Christmas. They got something bad to say about any motherfucking thing. So I don't even worry about them niggas. Cause they gonna say
sometimes
something.
As black people, this is what happens. We as black people, sometimes that's why we behind, because we don't think strategically. You don't just get up and walk away. There's a way to do anything. There's an order to it, in order to make things happen. You don't just go on your feelings. That's not how that go. And we as black people, we do that, and then we wind up behind, losing, and not getting the opportunities that we need to make what this actually can turn into. You know what I'm saying? And they jump the gun. We jump the gun too much. And it's unreasonable for us to think that these people should walk off their jobs. That makes no sense. The way they boycotted with their jerseys inside out, I like that. Because what it did was immediately let us know as players that they did not agree what was going on with the owner. That made sense to me. But for them to not show up, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It is. Matter of fact, let's see what Doc Rivers has to say about this whole thing. I'm gonna let Doc Rivers speak his piece on the show. Hold on a second. Let's go.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm speaking on behalf of the team, so the players are not going to deal with this issue. We had a great team meeting this morning about it. A lot of guys voiced their opinions. None of them were happy about it. This is a situation where we're trying to go after something very important for us, something that we've all dreamed about all our childhoods. And, you know, Donald or anyone else had nothing to do with that dream, and we're not going to let anything get in the way of those dreams.
Does that have an impact?
Well, it does, but you got to move on. I mean, what are we going to do? It has an impact, and you move on. It upsets all of us. You know, there's not one guy that's happy with this situation.
How uncomfortable does this make you working in this organization?
Well, it's a good question, David, and I don't know. It doesn't make me comfortable today, for sure. Having said that, I have a job to do for the players. I have to get them to do their jobs, and it's going to be a hard job, and I get that. You know, they're going to get hit all night. This is a distraction. And so my job is to try to lead them the best way that I know how. And the best way I know how is to try to get them together, unite them to play, and to play well. But it is a distraction. There's no doubt about that. And no one was happy about it. J.J. Redick was just as pissed as Chris Paul. You know, and that's the way it should be. Having said that, our goal is to win the NBA title. And we're not going to let anything stand in the way of that. That's adversity that we didn't want, but we have it. We have to deal with it. We'll deal with it internally, but we're not going to share it with anybody else.
So we keep talking about it.
Right.
Don't ask my players nothing. I'm telling you what it is. We got to win this game, then we'll deal with it afterwards.
That's what a boss does. That's what a real leader. And I was just so mad because if you know the history of Doc Rivers has always been up against the establishment. He has always been always stood up for his players against ownership when they've done other things. So just for these random people to be talking about anybody who plays or coaches for them is a sellout. All of you are some clowns. Y'all some clowns. You a clown. You the clown. You know what I'm saying? You the clown. You talking about their house niggas? No, nigga, you. I don't even know what kind of nigga you is, but you worse. You know what I'm saying? Because you a nigga. I think I'd rather be a house nigga than a clown ass nigga. How about that? You a clown, homie. Straight up. Because this is the thing about it. Like he said, I think one of the most telling things he said was J.J. Redick was just as mad.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? He was like, J.J. Redick was just as pissed off about that as Chris Paul or whoever else. You know, Blake Griffin, he's a mix also. You know, so he's like, shit. he's definitely gonna feel a type of way about it. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, we have to understand the younger generation is not gonna feel like him, the older generation, because they've right. dealt in this world with different people now, and those people, that man's older death. He's still living in times of yesteryear. So his opinion has not evolved from, you know, his childhood. That's what he's known. That's what he's been. And just like you said, they're used to sleeping with the black women from slavery up until now, even back then. So their opinion, he can mess with her all day. Like he said, I don't need you to let people know that's who you associate with, because that's not what we do. We do it undercover. We don't bring it out there. Now you're putting a bad look on me. So,
right.
you know, that's just how it is. We have to remember how younger people are thinking now is not going to be how that older generation is thinking then. And they are stuck in their thinking, and you can't evolve them into now. They never will.
Very, very true. I'm telling you, I just went home. I hadn't been home in a minute. And I had some relatives at home, and just listening to my relatives talk sometimes, I just realized that, yo, I come from my family is racist as hell. You know what I'm saying? Racist as a motherfucker. I'm from the deep family. I got my family from the country in the South. They don't fuck with white folks like
at
that.
At all. You know my grandmother's the same way. Same way. She could give a damn. She don't care.
Yeah. You don't care. And so that's why when people get all hooping and hollering and mad at these old white people and shit.
Exactly.
Like, I don't even really get mad at old white people when they like that per se, because I'm like, man, my folks have just as much hatred for white folks as white
right.
people do, because they don't tell you, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't
same
like
way
them.
With Paula Deen when they tried to give me. I wasn't surprised. I'm not shocked. And like you said, I'm not mad, because that's her generation. That's where she comes from. That's what she knows. And we expect her to be something different. We're tripping. Because she's not going to be anything different. None of these older white people are going to be anything different than what they were raised in and who they are. So you can't work from that angle. You have to work from another angle when you're trying to make changes.
And that's why
this gun law, I know you're not talking about it, but that's why this gun law was actually put into effect, to be honest. It wasn't to protect us from in churches and anything like that. It was to protect them, so when they shoot your black ass, they good to go. So they tell you, go ahead, black boy, go get that gun. That's cool. You get one. Now I got a reason to shoot you, because I could always claim self-defense because you had a gun.
Reason? I mean, did they really need a reason? I mean, did they really need that law? Right now, at the end of the day, if you get into it with some old white guy, you know what I'm saying, and he ends up killing you for some bullshit, what's really the odds? Now, I know that one guy, they just, you know, jammed up down there. They shot the little black boy up in the
right.
gas.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? They jamming him up decent. They got him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was surprised at, if it would have went the Trayvon way, I would have been
right.
like, it's quote.
Right.
I was surprised they got him. But he did what he put himself out there, because where he fucked up at is when he drove off like he didn't do shit. You
right.
feel what I'm saying? Had he, all that white guy had to do was bust that motherfucker and then stand there and call the police. If
that's
he
true.
Guaranteed.
You're right.
Right.
So, but now, at least, and now, okay, so instead of now having to explain it and go through the courts and all this stuff and go through all these rants and rages, all they get to say now is, he had a gun. It's no big deal. It's the law. It's written now. They don't have to go through anything. All they have to do now is claim that it's the law, which is going to make it justifiable, and now we don't have to go through all these explanations, go through the media trying to explain on CNN and all this stuff. All we have to say now, it's the law. That's it.
It's the law. And I think it's real crazy. The law on the surface was crazy, but when I found out that you could actually be a felon and still use the stand the ground law up under the law, I was like, what? Don't get me wrong. You know, I think it's, I'm going to tell you something that I have a disdain for the justice system. And I was going to, I meant to add a, but this, I knew this particular topic would eat up so much time. I was going to do a third topic and talk about Obama and him basically saying, you know, he gonna let a whole bunch of motherfucking people free before he get up out of here, you know. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he gonna give him his ass kissed.
Yeah, my God.
But see, he's releasing all non. He wants to release the dope boy who got 20 years for
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
He needs to be released, and he needs to be released, because there's nothing. He's not doing anything. He didn't do anything. Come on, and you give him all that time just because. That's ridiculous. He does. He's taking up jail time for somebody, to one of these crazy white fools that's going out just eating up, shooting up, killing up people. that needs to be in jail. But y'all gonna put him in a mental hospital because that makes sense. There's no room in jail, and something's obviously got to be wrong with this fool. So we're gonna put him in a mental hospital, but we're gonna put this dude that for 10 years that had just what, an ounce or something. Come on now, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. That coupled with the fact him and okay, first of all, if you really know, people can say what they want to say about Obama. I voted for him twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He has not been the perfect president. I give him overall a C, but the only reason, and a C for his whole term. But really, the only reason why he got that C is because you have to take the A effort that he have and average it with the fucking F effort that the Democratic Congress did, and then the average
that
fucking C. You know what I'm saying? Because half of the shit he wanted to do, his own party was too bitch to have him to have his back. They didn't even want they didn't even want to do the health care, the Affordable Health Care Act. I was about to say
right.
Obamacare, it's white folk.
Right, that's white folk name. Right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Health Care Act. They didn't even want to stand behind. He had to go dolo, and they chopped it and hacked it all up from his
right.
original, because these bitches was too punk, you know what I'm saying, to worry about losing their seat to actually take the Republican
right.
task on it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to give his presidency overall a C, but it's because he had an A effort on a lot of the things, that, and then when you take the F that the Democrats, and you average it out, it balances out to a C. The outcome balances out to a C, presidency, because he had...
That's bad.
No help from his Democratic con. They got the Democrats have an F from me. I would literally, outside of what's the white lady up there in Massachusetts?
Right.
What's I like her though. The one with the Elizabeth Warren. Outside of Elizabeth Warren, bitch, rest of them can go. Oh well, everybody else can fucking go. That's the only motherfucker that I halfway decently like, who halfway takes a stand. You know what I'm
but
saying?
I'm trying to understand why they were so weak and behind him in the first place.
Well, because they have to deal with their individual local constituency, and at the end of the day, we are minorities. So odds are, even if you are a Democrat in a certain constituency, you, if you had a tight race or something, you're teetering on losing your seat. And this
right.
is self-preservation. It's job preservation. You don't want to lose your cushy ass government job. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You
and then
like
they know this election is coming up this year too.
Yeah, so you don't want to lose your job. So a lot of them were scared to vote with him on a lot of stuff because people in their district, not the black people, because the black people barely take their black ass out to vote, but the white people who do go vote was calling their phones saying what they won't do and was going to hold. So they were scared to lose their seat because he was already a controversial president because he was the first non-white president.
Absolutely.
And so the mere fact that the Tea Party didn't even exist before we had a non-white president,
exactly.
They wouldn't even exist if Obama wasn't black. They
right.
wouldn't even have reason to even come because all they are closet racists, every last one of them. And if you are a motherfucker who feel like the Tea Party is racist, you are a fucking dumbass. You are one stupid motherfucker with an ER on the end for both of them.
I don't understand how they couldn't think that. If it wasn't created until he became president, and of course we know the Tea Party was a protesting party, so you're protesting the government, you know, and the people in power who was the president when they came. So we already know what that's about.
They protested the nigger president. That's
right.
What it was about.
Well, I ain't gonna say that, but yeah.
That's why they was mad. That's why they even came to fruition. That's
right.
why they even got. That's why they even came to power, because he won. They wouldn't even have nothing to stand on. Their base is based on racism, and then they just twisted it and threw it into a political party. Fuck out of here. No one's stupid. Okay, so anyway, T. Marie,
right.
I really calling into show. I got to get back to Michigan, girl. I got a couple more calls on the phone line, but you guys aren't pressing the number one. So if you're calling me, I got a couple. I think these are Skype numbers. Maybe people are calling from Skype. But you still got number one on your keypad. Let me know that you want to talk to me on your Skype keypad. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Some blocked out numbers. I don't know how people calling in with their number blocked to a radio show. But press one on your keypad if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, I'll go back to my other caller because I did want to make sure I give her a chance to speak about the gun law because actually she lives in Atlanta. But I'm going to keep your mic open, T. Marie.
All right.
Okay. Back to Michigan, girl. Okay, we want Michigan, girl, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I got a chance to come back to you to talk about the gun laws, because I know you live in Georgia. So I want to make sure all the Georgia people, essentially, if you don't live in Georgia, it doesn't really affect you, per se. So all the Georgia people, all my Atlanta people, I want to make sure they get a chance to gun law. So what's your thoughts on that? I know you personally. I know for a fact that you're a gun owner yourself, right?
Yes, I am a gun owner. Matter of fact, I'm curated by another one.
Yeah, always. Women should be gun owners. T-Marie, are you a gun owner?
I absolutely am. I sure am. I had to become. I have two daughters. I had no choice.
Didn't I take care
of my house. Yeah.
Didn't you tell y'all everybody strap down this bitch?
And you know it.
Everybody got guns. The women got guns. It goes down.
I go to the range to make sure that my gun shooting is on point. I need my aim to be straight.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to visit the range. I ain't been in a while. I'm gonna have to take a trip to the range because this new gun law. Like, why do you need to take guns to church? Why? I mean, I know there are crazy people that pop off, and those incidents are tragic. But allowing everybody from the members to the preacher, to the deacons, to the ushers to come in church strapped. I mean, you about to have a shootout in church, which is crazy. And then to allow people to bring guns into an establishment that serves alcohol, like the club. Okay, most people when they drink, they lose some sense of judgment. That's how people get in accidents, drunk driving, because your perception is off. You think you good and you swerving 55 lanes over. Okay. We all know that, but most people drink. You go out to have a good time, But down here, allowing people to bring guns into the club with alcohol and where it's already tension, where if you in the wrong club and you step on somebody's shoe, it could be a fight, and now you allowing them to bring guns in, you finna have murders every other day, every day, 4, 5, 7, more than what it already is, which is just crazy. And I mean, there's already been a fool at a baseball game. The gun law don't go into effect till July 1st, but there's already been a fool at a baseball game in Forsyth County, I want to say, had the parents and kids scared to death because he walking around with his gun on his hip. It's in the holster, but he's talking about, yeah, y'all can't do nothing. Y'all can't stop me. I'm out here. He just literally, it was on the, I read the article in the AJC or whatever, but he's literally walking around the whole field, just walking up to people. Yeah, you can't do nothing about it. I got my gun. What you going to do? I mean, if kids are out here trying to play a baseball game. They actually stopped one of the games, pulled the kids off the field, and put them into, like, the concession stand, the inside, because they didn't know what this fool was going to do. And when the police came, guess what? They couldn't make him leave because he was registered. He had a license to carry it, and he did not technically threaten anybody, so they said, we can't make him leave. So these parents out here with these kids, who now the kids scared because it's a man walking around, just walking up to people, yep, I got my gun, you can't do nothing about it, what you going to do? And just standing next to people, he ain't threatening them, but he just like, yeah, I got my gun. What you want to do?
So it's too vague. They wrote the law way too vague. They're allowing too much. I don't understand why they just can't tell. First of all, these incidents at the churches are few and far in between, okay? So that's not a necessity. You don't need people with guns in the church. Let's start there. Let them have a specific person that's at church to watch over the congregation if you feel that's the case. But
or if you're worried about it, let them hire security, for the church or whatever. And even the part about them allowing certain schools, and now if teachers and administrators want to, they going to be trained or whatever, that can go bad so many ways because, as we were talking about with the Clippers, let's just be real. Racism still exists. It's never going to go away. So the first time a black student get to pop it off at the mouth and the teacher feel threatened and they shoot this child in class in front of 20 other people, in front of 20 other students who are now going to be traumatized or whatever. And I mean, it's just going to be crazy. It's just the laws it's allowing too much. And like I said, I'm a gun owner. I believe in protecting yourself, but the law is allowing too much and it's too vague.
It's way too vague.
It's crazy. So, I just wanted to make sure that you got You got you. You know, now, I'm going to tell you what. See, that's why this the problem with people like me, you know what I'm saying? Because see, if that was my kids was out there, I just went to the car, no pistol, no permit, or nothing, and said, bitch, I got mine with the motherfucking one in chamber. And as soon as he reached, I just shot him in his fucking throat. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we're gonna got them. I got a whole bunch of people out here that's going to be on my side. Fuck them.
Yeah.
They are, because they're going to feel like, ooh, he protected us. We appreciate
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I'm not, you ain't going to come out here trying me with all that fuck shit. I'm not with the fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? At all.
But see, that's what's going to be the problem. It's going to be that reaction. That person's going to be there, and the person like you is going to be there, and then we're going to have a shootout in front of all these children, in front of all these people, and somebody innocent is going to get hurt.
And I won't be the catalyst, but they're probably going to try to blame me, but I'm just the guy that's, I don't, because at that point, see, at that point right there, I'm going to feel like he's trying to bully motherfuckers, and I despise bullies. And that's going to make me...
Right, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to react in a negative, maybe positive. It depends on your outlook of the situation kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to... That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what... It's too much that can go wrong because everybody got their own temperament. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And a situation like that right there, where this guy obviously just trying to bully or trying to flex. See, I'm not with all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with it. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to say, and it's going to get ugly. Somebody gonna get hurt. Somebody going to jail. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's so many things that can go wrong. How about you just not let either one of us bring our pistols? You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? That way, if he pop off, I can just punch him in the mouth and whoop his ass. And we can just get to fight. We can live. Talk. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
I mean, now
yeah.
you putting pistols in everybody's hand. And if you like me, nigga, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling it right fucking now on the air. I am a shoot first, ask questions last motherfucker. You will not have my motherfucking kids dressed in black because daddy was too quick. I mean, dad wasn't quick enough because I thought somebody had the benefit of the doubt. No, motherfucker. I sit in front of 12 people and kick out another $20,000 again, all over again, before I sit there and miss my baby graduation.
Right.
No, if I miss it in prison, I'd rather miss it in prison than never get a chance to see the video, motherfucker. Gonna shoot first, and it's a whole bunch of people think like me. So you don't need to make all us put us into a situation
exactly.
with all these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? People like him is gonna come out here throwing some shit. Cause I'm not for it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. You making it too easy for every. It's too combustible.
Right. People, well, they don't care if all you black people get out there and shoot up each other. Because
I was gonna
that's another thing they hope they come
exactly.
from, especially allowing it to be in these bars and clubs and stuff. Because that's not gonna happen in white bars and clubs like that. It's gonna happen in the black clubs and the bars. And so, therefore, they're giving you permission to kill each other. And guess
population
what? We're going to take it. Oh, we're going to take it because we don't mm-hmm. have enough sense to think about, okay, this may not be the best environment or this may not be the best thing. You know, guns give people bigger egos. They make them so
exactly.
brave. And so now everybody's going to talk shit first and because they are strapped. And then it's going to become the okay corral.
Because,
you know, folks don't like to take an ass whooping these days. They're scared of being embarrassed and taking an ass whooping. So they gonna have their gun because they're going to be like, oh, I ain't taking no ass whooping. I shoot first. But
you know what?
It's all bad. It's going to be it's their way of controlling our population because, like you said,
absolutely.
It's not going to happen so much in the white clubs.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be all the black clubs. And who's going to be killing each other the most? Black
mm-hmm.
on black crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way to do population control for black folks. Like, okay, we're going to let them kill theyself, and that way they can't holler racism, they can't holler this because they're doing
right.
it to theyself.
Exactly.
Well, they've been doing that. That's status quo. So let me say this, though. It's going to be, see, this is the thing about it. The gun in the club thing is up to the owner. Everybody, see, this is the thing. The first thing they've been saying, I've been noticing, like, it's up to the owner. So basically, any owner, they're saying that the business owner is gonna say no pretty much every time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the business owner is going to say, I'm going to mute your mic, Michigan girl. The business owner is going to say, look, because of the possible lawsuits that could come about, if someone gets killed in my establishment, they're assuming 90% of businesses will actually post a sign, because all you have to do is simply post a posting that says no guns,
right.
and that kills it. You know, that kills it. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
public parks and shit, that's different. Just like the guy was out there saying, you know what I'm saying, in these rural areas with all these rednecks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where, that's, see, that, those are the spots where it's going to go bad. And it, I don't even know if it's necessarily about taking the aspirin, because I thump. It's not even about that. You feel me? I'm going to thump. Right. I'd rather thump. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to cost me less money. Win, lose, or draw, I ain't got to goddamn get no lawyer.
Right.
That shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to go bad. It's going to go bad. And I agree with you, especially being out and about in this public area, in these parks and stuff like that. Concerts, things of that nature, that's still setting it up as a bad environment. It's going to be bad.
It's
not going to be a good look at all.
I don't even know what made them think that. I don't even know what part of the Congress actually let these motherfuckers sit here and rationally in their brain come up and say, yeah, that was a
same. Those same old white folks that, like the man who owns the Clippers. It's the same mentality.
See, Marie,
they don't want you taking their ability to do whatever they want to do away. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, you know what, y'all not going to tell us nothing. This is what we're going to do. We want these guns. The you know, this America is all against guns. And, you know, this president got y'all tripping on these guns. Guess what? We're going to do what we want to do because we're Georgia. And we're not going to let this Negro president tell us what to do. So guess what? Guns for everybody. You get a gun. You get a gun. Everybody get a gun. Because this nigga in the office, this president, he not telling us how to do what we want to do. We're Georgia.
But the thing about it, that's, you're right to a certain degree, because after I saw the news story about how many of the Democrats, black Democrats, white Democrats had to pass, that actually passed the shit through, I was like, you know what? I don't even know how much of a white thing it is. It's a whole list of these fucking black Democratic fucking congressmen that said, sign the shit too.
I can't understand what they would get from that. Like, now that confuses me, because I can't understand what they would get from that.
Yes, there's a whole bunch of them that did. I was like, who the fuck? They're not in my district, so I don't even know all of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what are you doing?
Now, please don't get it twisted. Now, in some of these districts, please don't get it twisted. Some of these black people in some of these other districts, these redneck districts, have white thoughts. They still have a slave mentality.
You're
please
right.
understand that. I'm from the country, and I'm from a place that has people that still think like white people because they think like the masses are thinking. You see what I'm saying? So they're under that influence. So they think like that. They have that same mentality as they do.
I was like...
They really do.
And you know, so I don't know. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that, man, I don't even know what they was particularly thinking. And as a gun owner and somebody, I'm like, man, look, y'all, I feel like they put me in a more dangerous environment. You know what I'm saying? You feel
they
me?
They really do.
Not because I'm gonna go out here and just do something crazy, but I feel like now y'all putting people like me who don't take no shit from nobody. You know what I'm saying? And you empowering all these motherfuckers out here who feel like you want to come out here and just do some old random shit like that one guy she was just explaining. There ain't no way. That's what I'm saying. Like, now I feel like I don't even want to go place. Like, first of all, I said this on Facebook. I'm not even going. If your establishment allows guns in there and you a bar, I'm not even coming.
No, not at all. They don't mix it all.
Uh-uh. What it is, I'm not coming to that event if your bar allows pistols in there. I'm not coming at all, because It's about my future and my freedom. I know what could have possibly happened with me, and I could get into it with somebody or anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even finna go to your club, your bar, your no nothing that's openly serving alcohol and all that kind of shit. If you're going to allow motherfucker everybody to be strapped out this bitch, I'm not even going to go. That's going to help me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I can go to the club. I go out all the time strapped, but I leave my gun in the car because I'm not a celebrity, so I get frisked down still when I go in.
Right. Hello. Right. Well, so now, and that's gonna be crazy. I'm telling you, is this gonna make it like the OK Corral? People are gonna, it's gonna wild out, and it's gonna start this summer.
Right.
You're gonna see a lot of it pop off this summer. Watch. The summer's gonna be hotter. People are going to be outside. Attitudes are going to change because everybody's looking at everybody wondering if they have a gun. As soon as you step on me or say something wrong to me, I'm not going to talk. We're not going to fight. I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
It's just going to be crazy. And I'm like you. I'm not going to be out there in those places either. Even public events, I'm going to be more scared to take my kids out to public events because I don't know what's going to go down. It's definitely not enough security or police officers to stop if all of us out there got guns.
Yeah, no, ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why this country, ain't never ever been invaded by a foreign power since the damn, since we took this motherfucker from the Indians, is because they, even with their army ain't got enough people, ain't got enough guns. They gonna have to nuke us. They gonna have to do something because can't nobody invade this bitch because motherfucker, we got guns, the police got guns, and right. The military got guns. Bitch, it is a losing battle over this bitch trying to rush the border, nigga. You ain't gonna make it. You ain't gonna make it 100 posts. You know what I'm saying? Because, bitch, you don't get guns by the civilians on top of everything. You know what I'm saying? Because you damn sure don't want to invade from the south up, nigga. You won't make it. You know? Sipping, nigga.
So tell me this. How's this supposed to work at the airport? Now, how is this supposed to work that as me, I'm going...
Why you got to walk around with a strap at the airport, dog?
Right. Man,
why would you add that in the... Why is that in...
Thank you. Why?
What the fuck?
What point was that after all this we just went through with all this other stuff at the airport with national security? Why would you say everybody can bring a gun to the airport?
You can bring a gun to the airport, nigga, but I just had to take my shoes off going to the damn tarmac. My belt off, but if I go 50 feet that way, I can have a pistol.
Right.
Bitch, if I want to cause some havoc, I can just cause it from 50 feet away then.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't understand. I don't know what they were thinking. That's too crazy to me. It's an airport.
Crazy. I'm a gun owner, and that law crazy as fuck. I'm telling y'all. Y'all take this shit a game. Y'all gonna see, though. Hold on. I got somebody want to talk to me real quick. I got one more caller. Hold on.
8-4-1.
Yo, they bumped me off the host queue, so I got back on. But you know what? Hey, Blizz, let me holler at you about the gun laws real quick, bro. This Phoenix.
Okay, go ahead.
And here's what's going on. South Carolina, up here, Uncle, turn on the TV real quick. South Carolina, they've been had the gun laws here where they allow, they've been passed that law months ago, way before Georgia did. I don't know how long Florida had it, but they've been passed that law years ago. Not years, but months ago. Our Governor Nikki Haley is pretty much the Sarah Palin here in this state, allowed for people to carry guns in the club. Now, guess what? Like, what you see on the news, right? You had one dude had a body found in the ditch. You had a couple clubs shut down. You know. Wait, you know what? Hold on, Blizz.
Yeah.
Hold on, Blizz. I'm blizzing like this. My uncle. I'm gonna let my uncle rap with you real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Go ahead.
We've been talking about Nikki Haley, right? She's the win. You can take a gun and stuff in the place, right? So you can defend yourself and kill off somebody. And then she's saying, well, you know what? We got to do something about the food stamp because they're getting sodas and cookies and stuff like that, and that's not healthy. What is healthy? Shooting somebody in the club or getting a bag of potato chips?
Right. Also, y'all have the law saying that people buy snacks and shit. You know what I'm saying? But she's a gun in the club. The governor of South Carolina is what you're saying.
You know what, Blizz? And as much as I know you do your research, research Nikki Haley.
Uh-huh.
And funny enough, she's a gun owner, too.
Of course she is. She's white in the South. Of course she has a gun.
She's a gun owner, too. But, yeah, she passed a law to allow guns in this club up here. And, you know, even so much as, like, downtown Charleston, you know, and I can understand this. Downtown Charleston, medical facilities like hospitals and stuff like that, smoke-free campuses, colleges, smoke-free campuses, understood. But, you know, now you got people who allow guns in the club, and there's a plethora of clubs and bars here in this town. When you come, you know, Blizz, I want to invite you to Charleston one day. You'll have a good time. You're going to have a lot of, you'll see a lot of underground talent here.
My pistol. I'm bringing my pistol, though.
So I have a question for you. tell me, do you have the club start putting up signs saying don't bring your guns in, or are they allowing these people to bring their guns in? What are the clubs responding?
The bars and the clubs that I've been to around here, and I've been to plenty, they don't have them.
So they don't have the signs up. Wow.
No, they don't have the signs up. The thing is that, like, I put it like this, North Charleston. North Charleston is worse than the main city, downtown. North Charleston is, the cops here are racist.
Okay.
The cops here are mad racist. So whenever you go to a club or whenever you go to a bar, you're going to expect, you know, normally your typical security, but you're going to have one or two uniforms there to survey and maintain order. Which I'm particularly cool with because, you know, one, these are some black cops. But other than that, they're uniforms regardless. So they're going to have two or three of them posted outside waiting for something to pop off, or you have two live bodies inside to wait for something to happen. The security in certain clubs, And when I emphasize that, I mean the 18 and ups, not the 25 and ups, but the 18 and ups. The 18 and up clubs, the security is armed. So they don't have the signs outside.
Yeah. So, yeah, because security has pistols in the club dealing with patrons.
Right.
Yeah. The securities are armed. The security is armed.
Yeah, it's going to turn out great.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. All right, thank you. Stand by, all right? I'd rather for security just go ahead and do it the old school style and just choke a bitch out.
Right. Hello.
Exactly. Hey, Nick. What happened to that? What happened to the roadhouse bouncers? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kick a bitch in their leg and break it and goddamn choke them up and drag them out the fucking bar. Dude, what happened to that? Where are the good old days of that? Okay, I got to get ready to sign up out of here. T. Marie, thanks for hanging out with me. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Liz. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
All right. Again, tell people how to tune into your show real quick.
Log on every Thursday from 1 to 2, 1100 a.m. You can log on through my website. It's tmarie.com. You can log on through TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the iRadio Now app. You have every opportunity to log on. So catch me every Thursday. Call in. That number, take it down right now, 404-603-8770. Call me, and let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. My lines are always open.
That's what's up. All right, so thanks for coming through and rocking out with me over here at K100 Radio. Tonight, everybody, remember, we're going to be live as soon as I sign off, man. I'm getting ready to go right downtown to Making the Magazines event over down at iLounge, all right, for Music Mondays. Bangladesh is going to be in the building. We're going to be broadcasting live. So at about an hour from now, tune back into K100, maybe hour and a half, tune back into K100 Radio. Check out live stream for that. Thanks, everybody, for over here that's been over here tuning in to me on live stream for this version of Really, Though. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to sign up out of here because I got to get ready to go. But in short, and I'll say it again, all right? I will say this again. I definitely do not condone I do not condone people saying that the players for the Los Angeles Clippers should indeed quit their job just because they have a racist owner. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it came out, it was bad or whatever, but I'm not co-signing anybody who says that they should quit their job because of that. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't. That's their job. That's their career. All right? And they can protest. Muhammad Ali protested 24/7, right, while he was still boxing. Still protesting, right? They kicked him out of boxing, but he was still protesting at the same time, and he was still fighting other fights. Jim Brown. He was still playing football as he protested, all right? So don't get it twisted. These guys can protest and still go in and do their job, still continue their playoff run, and still continue their dreams, and still get their check that they work very, 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 very hard for, because you weren't with them shooting in the gym. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K1's Radio. Again, tune in for Illa Kill, all right? Tune in tonight for Illa Kill, man. Make sure you do that. If you hear a break in the feed in about maybe five or ten minutes from now, that's us switching over to our remote service so we can get ready to go on the road over here down to Making the Magazines and Music Mondays, all right? So if it cuts off, just refresh your browser. It should pop right back up, all right? But make sure you tune in and watch it, man, because they're going to have a lot of artist interviews. Bangladesh is going to be giving a private listening party for his new project. We've been banging his joint, Tricks. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and load that up and play that for you guys. We've been banging his joint called Tricks for a while over here on the station. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty much a banger. It's pretty much a banger. You know what I'm saying? I like that record. So if you like Bangladesh and you like his tracks and his production and everything, he's got a whole new project. He's going to be and we're going to have everything live on K100 Radio on our live stream and on the broadcast. So you can either tune into the broadcast and listen to it, or you can either look at the live stream and kind of see it all go down. All right? So we'll be over there at the iLounge. Make sure you tune into that. All right? I appreciate everybody for rocking with me over here for really, though. All right? At the end of the day, whole bunch of people are racist. Black people are racist. White people are racist. You got racist people all over the world. At the end of the day, all right, you have to make a living. You have to work. It doesn't make you a sellout. You can still protest, all right? You can still protest and make your thoughts be known, but you still have to provide for your family. So I just don't agree with anybody who says that the L.A. Clippers or Doc Rivers should just resign and quit. Of course, they should try to get traded at the end of the season if they can, obviously, but to walk out in the middle of a playoff run, you out of your rabbit-ass mind. And that's my last words on
Really Don't.
Really Don't.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
Tripping off them pills, all around the club, searching for them thrills. She wanna find love that ain't paying her bills now. Soon as she put them heels on, money starts falling down. And all these girls gon' run to the same. She be talking it low, cause she know that it ain't me. She know where the woman's not too stuck in the way. She be getting that money like every single day. I need some bands in the sky, yeah. All she see is bands in the sky, yeah. Tonight I might just drop a stack on a bed. Make she move in that. Making that thing do tricks for me. Drop a stack on a bed.
Mr. Obama know me. I'm in the street like street lights. Never low key. M.O.P. M.O.P. It's all the hood need. I don't get it through the pipeline. I'ma go see. I'm positioned between an icon and an OG. We still do it like we supposed to. Street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride. It's the real. We still do it like we supposed to. Street certified.
The hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
It's the real.